Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi everyone, welcome back to my channel. If you're new here, I'm Courtney Ryan, and today I'm gonna be going over masculine and feminine energy. So I've seen a ton of videos online about this. I've seen a lot of people talk about it, especially in this relationship space on YouTube. So I figured it was time to make my own video and go over why I think it's so important. When you're in a relationship, I think it's incredibly important to have a healthy balance of masculine and feminine energy. I think a lot of times the relationships that flourish and the relationships that end up being the healthiest are the ones that have a very healthy balance of masculine and feminine energy. I also wanted to add that I think a lot of people have this misconception that feminine energy equals weakness, and that could not be further from the truth. Feminine energy is powerful and something that I am incredibly proud of. I believe that my balance of feminine and masculine energy is the reason for my success, and there is absolutely nothing weak about that. So I wish that more people would understand that feminine does not necessarily mean weakness. It just means harnessing, you know, the way you handle things, the way you handle stress, relationships, and your life in general in a different way. And sometimes we need to kind of zone into our masculine energy a little bit more depending on the situation, and feminine depending on other things. So we all have a combination of masculine and feminine energies, some of us just more one than the other. So typically, and when I say typically, I don't mean everyone on the planet, but I mean typically men have more masculine tendencies such as detachment, independence, analytical problem solving, and competitiveness. While on the flip side, women experience a higher ratio of feminine tendencies such as attachment, emotional, interdependence, intuitive, nurturing, and cooperative. So we all have a mix of both of these things. I'm not saying that every woman out there needs to be the most nurturing, cooperative person on the planet. We all know that is not true, and some people just don't work like that or function like that, and that's totally okay. But it's important that you find someone who has a good balance of both that matches yours as well. So when there's an imbalance in your relationship, it could look like a lot of different things. It could be anger, resentment, nagging, whatever it is, it normally results in something negative because one person is having to overcompensate for the things that the other person is not doing that they should be doing. So it's kind of like pulling dead weight. This could end up resulting in an emasculation of the man or the woman feeling like she's doing everything with no support or security, and she feels like she can't count on her partner, which is never a good thing. Having a balance in this aspect of your relationship is incredibly important because if you don't, it could result in a huge lack of connection, and this could be sexually, physically, emotionally, and eventually a complete lack of all of that. So it kind of will progress over time as things start to shift a little bit, but if you don't get a handle on it and be able to kind of fall back into your natural energy, it's never a good thing. When a woman doesn't feel safe and secure in her relationship, she's not able to be her most feminine self, and she's going to result on and lean on her masculine tendencies because she's going to feel like she has to do it all without any support from you. So I mentioned that we all have masculine and feminine energy, and it's really just finding a healthy balance of both. And there are some instances or times in your life when you kind of have to tune into one more than the other. For instance, when I worked in corporate America, when I was in an office all day, I would kind of have to tune into my masculine energy a little bit more. If I was a boss or something like that, I think it's even more of the case because you have to be a leader, take initiative, and really think about things from an analytical problem-solving standpoint. So it's not like every woman out there needs to be Little Miss Sunshine, nurturing, cooperative, never disagreeable all the time. That's not realistic. And I think just having a healthy balance of both and knowing kind of when to tune into each one is the icing on the cake and the key to finding a great balance there. So I would say I definitely lean towards the feminine side. So in my relationship, I need someone who is masculine that can really balance things out and bring different things to the table that maybe I don't necessarily bring. Just because one partner is more masculine than the other partner, or one partner is more feminine than the other partner, does not mean that you guys can't both be equal. My partner and I are very different when it comes to masculine and feminine energy. I am very feminine, my boyfriend is very masculine, but we're both equal. We're partners and we bring different skill sets to the table, which is 100% necessary and helps us have a healthy, flourishing relationship. You can be equal and still keep your feminine energy. And I think this is a huge misconception when it comes to relationships because of the fact that I mentioned earlier that femininity is just viewed as weak from a lot of people, and that makes no sense to me. And when I say I'm feminine, I don't mean like I act like I'm in the 1950s, I'm cooking and cleaning all the time and, you know, at my husband's beck and call. Like, that is not what being feminine means, and it's so frustrating to me because I think a lot of women see femininity as weak, and this is another reason why women are kind of taking on more of a masculine energy because they feel inferior if they don't. I've seen a lot of guys on TikTok and YouTube talk about how they're not attracted to a woman because of her job or how much money she has or her career or any of that, the way that women are attracted to men because of those things. And this is because of a masculine and feminine energy difference and just what we are naturally attracted to. But I think it's important to also note that you can be a woman with an amazing career and, you know, a ton of wealth and still have a feminine side. You don't have to be one or the other. You can be that masculine, you know, goal-oriented, hardworking leader at work and then come home and kind of take on more of a nurturing, supportive role. So you can have a mix of both. You don't have to be one or the other. And I wish more people would understand that. At the end of the day, a polarity in masculine and feminine energy is what creates attraction. It is the secret to attraction. And I think this is where the phrase opposites attract comes from, because masculine is opposite of feminine, the same way good is opposite of bad. There's opposites all over in our society. It's just kind of how things work. You know, you wouldn't know a good day if you didn't know a bad day. So it kind of is the same thing here. And I think that's where the opposites attract things comes from. I think other than that, it should not be followed for a relationship. I don't think it's great to be with someone who has completely opposite interests of you. I think it's important to have some underlying foundations and characteristics that line up. But I think masculine and feminine energy is one of those things where the polarity does create attraction. So when two people in a relationship are able to balance their masculine and feminine energy to the fullest, it makes you feel more connected, more passionate, and creates a healthy relationship dynamic all around. I think attraction is one of the most important things in a relationship. When you first meet someone, it's kind of all about that initial attraction there. And then the longer you're with someone, it's about maintaining that attraction through emotional and intimate connection. So keeping that alive is the key, I think, to a healthy relationship. And ultimately, guys, men and women are different. And I know that's not very PC to say right now, but most of the time, men and women are very different. We look for different things in relationships the majority of the time, and I think that's totally okay. And it's not something to be ashamed of or to try to deny. So I do think that a polarity in masculine and feminine energy is incredibly important. And while masculine and feminine energy are not necessarily gender specific, because I think everyone has a little bit of both, I think just making sure that you're with someone who has a healthy balance of both and a healthy balance in comparison to you is what creates that attraction. So no matter what the balance is between masculine and feminine energy in your relationship, I just think keeping a polarity there, keeping it dynamic, is what's going to maintain that attraction and be important for the longevity of your relationship. It'll strengthen your relationship physically, mentally, and emotionally, which is what we all should be aiming for in a healthy, happy relationship. So if you guys found this helpful, be sure to give it a thumbs up and subscribe to my channel to be in the loop for when I release new content. Let me know down in the comments below what you think of this video, kind of your thoughts on masculine and feminine energy. If you have any experience, good or bad, with this, I would love to hear it down below. If you haven't already, be sure to follow me on Instagram at Courtney Christine Ryan. I love connecting with all of you guys on there as well. As always, thank you all so much for watching, and I will see you all next time.